Mike Rupp joins us. Rupper, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Excellent. Stridey was telling us a story about being healthy scratch once in Anaheim, and he went to Disneyland right after getting bag skated and spent the day there celebrating his healthy scratch. Did you? How often were you healthy scratched in your career, and did you ever have a fun, healthy scratch day?
Oh, man, fun, healthy scratch day. It was never fun to be healthy scratch, so I would have loved to have made it fun. But I have one story, a little bit different tone to it, but it was the end of my career. I got scratched a lot in my last couple seasons, and I was playing in Minnesota, and I haven't played in like seven games, and we're on like a seven-game heater, right? So I know I'm not playing the next game. We're in San Jose, and a couple of us guys go out and have a couple beers before dinner, and then we want to have another beer, and we go have another beer, and next thing you know, it's like, all right, well, time to go back to the hotel. And, you know, there was a particular guy on the coaching staff that was awesome guy to hang out with. He knew I was going through some tough time just from, you know, I want to play. So he had some more beers with me, and we had a few beers that night. And I went to bed, and I woke up the morning for pregame skate. I didn't feel that great, but I'm like, just get through pregame skate because, you know, I can sleep the rest of the afternoon. I'm not playing tonight. And then we're skating around at the end of pregame skate, and the same coach comes up to me and goes, hey, Rupper, you can get off. You don't have to bag skate. I'm like, oh, thank you. Thanks so much. And he's like, yeah, you're playing tonight. I'm like, wait, what? I'm playing tonight? Why are you feeding me beers last night if I'm playing tonight? And he goes, hey, it was just a late decision, and that's what we're going with. So let's just say I worked really hard in that game because I felt like I didn't want to let anybody down, but that one kind of caught me off guard.
Yeah, it's absolutely classic, and I've seen that one happen before. I remember one time I got healthy scratched, and I went and had the biggest ice cream I could find in Chicago, and I had a nap, and I wake up to a message, you need to play. So I went in there, I didn't get up, I didn't get there until just before game time, didn't take warm up and played actually a pretty good game. So it makes you wonder, like, all that you put so much time preparing, and then you have ice cream and just sleep and get there like after warm up, and you're like, oh, actually maybe I don't need, you know, 2 hours of see all this stuff. Like, it, I know you need it, but it is weird, isn't it?
It is, you know, and that brings me to another one that's a little more, I guess, probably more what you're asking. I remember playing in New Jersey, and I was scratched. I did my bag skate in the morning. I went, I took the kids to the mall, and I was like, all right, I'm not going to nap today. I'm not playing tonight. So I went to the mall, took them to Dunkin' Donuts. I had my donut. They had theirs. I finished both their donuts. And I get this phone call in the afternoon. They're like, hey, one of the guys got sick. We need you to get over to the game. So I literally went from no nap. All I had all day was donuts. And I went straight to the game, and I scored that night. And I'm like, well, all of this is for nothing. Like, well, what am I even doing with all this other preparation? So you're right. You kind of let your guard down and you just play loosely.
Mike Rupp joins us, Hampton Sports Leader, TSN 1260. The Vegas Golden Knights, Mike, you know, the injury to Mark Stone, and you know, Frank Saravalli reports that it's connected to his back again. And that's really unfortunate for him. And, you know, back injuries can linger. They've obviously ended some guys' careers, no question about that. How much of a player do you think they can be? And, you know, do you see Mark Stone, I know people are going to say, oh, this is Patrick Kane when he got injured and then just Chicago, but if you're healthy at the end of the season, then great. But do you see that, or are you concerned about Stone because it's a back injury again, and those can be career enders?
Yeah, I mean, this has been the thing with him for a while now, and I hate seeing reoccurring injuries, right? And it just makes you think, man, just don't be that same thing, right? And when he was out of the lineup, it's like, oh, just not the back, please. I love watching all these guys perform, and elite athletes, and Mark Stone's the heartbeat, I think, of that Vegas team. I mean, it's kind of similar in some regards, just as far as injuries, with Josh Norris playing his first game back here with Ottawa way earlier than we expected, but he has continual shoulder injuries, right? And this is like, oh, he's got such a bright future. I don't want there to be this lingering shoulder thing. So as far as Mark Stone, I hate to make it. I don't want to undercut this Vegas team. I think healthy this Vegas team can make some noise in that Western Conference. I just think the way the team is built now, if Mark Stone is not healthy and playing to his capabilities, I don't think this team does anything in the playoffs. I just, that's where it's at. So maybe they can kind of figure things out, hopefully get him back healthy. If they cannot, maybe that gives them some room to do something to kind of do your best to fill that void in your lineup. But he's a huge piece to the Golden Knights.
What about the situation in Vancouver? There's a lot of moving pieces there between their captain, the coach, the GM, all that stuff. You know, how difficult would you think it is for those guys to manage their own personal season amongst so much noise, both internally and externally?
Yeah, I think the fact that it is external noise right now, it's, I don't know whose fault that is, but that adds a lot to it. I don't think any of these things should be aired out publicly, and it seems like that's kind of what it is. Bruce Boudreau is just kind of flailing in the wind here. That's not fair for that guy. I don't believe he deserves that. But this is a team that Jim Rutherford kind of inherited some bad contracts then. I don't love all the moves he's made since, but he has been, in his career as a GM, he's been a gunslinger. Like, this guy makes moves. And the fact that he hasn't really shows you that this team's got some, they got bad contracts. He's come out and said he has some contracts that are kind of been very difficult to get any kind of traction on moving. And until they do that, this team's just kind of flailing. I almost think it's to the point now, fellas, where don't make a coaching change now. Just play the season out the way it is. Deplete that lineup. Make the trades that you need to make. I think that starts around Bo Horvat. I just don't simply think they're going to be able to sign him, especially with the season he's had up to this point. I think you kind of made that bet when you signed JT Miller to that 8-year deal. So, evaluate who you got, who you want to move forward with. If your team loses down the stretch, then so be it. Maybe that sets you up better in the draft. But this is they're kind of straddling that line, and I think the way they performed in the bubble and the way they performed down the stretch last year with the great run under Bruce Boudreau, I think that's messed everything up. Because I think this team thinks they're closer than they are. They're a team that can get in. I just don't think they're a good hockey club. I don't think they're built well. I think they've got a lot of issues, so it's probably time to start tearing that thing down.
I'm with you on Vegas. The other team that I'm just not sold on is Seattle. I'm not even sold they're a guaranteed playoff spot team, but you know they could be because they've had such a good start and they've got a lot of games. Them, Edmonton, and Calgary have the most games remaining against the bottom 10 teams in the NHL amongst the playoff teams. So you know that bodes well for them. One other team, though, and you see them lots, Rupper, and they've been up and down. The one place they've been unreal, though, is on the road. They're 18-2-1 is the New Jersey Devils. Are you a believer in the Devils that they can do something in the playoffs, or are they built for regular season success?
So I'm still going to say I don't know. They're showing better things than I kind of expected. When they're in that 13-game winning streak, I almost had to turn in my alumni card to the Devils because I came out and I was like on NHL Network, said, I don't think this team makes the playoffs still. And it was like, why? I mean, look what they're doing. They're different. Yeah, they are different. But winning that time of year is not as difficult as winning now. And winning, there's going to be another phase where things are ramped up, kind of the home stretch. I will say this, though. They were kind of floundering a little bit, if I recall right, around Christmas, maybe before Christmas. And they've swung back the last little bit. Like, this team's pushed back, and they show me more gumption than I thought they had. So maybe I'm wrong on them. I mean, I think they're almost playing themselves into a situation where it's not locked in yet, but they're almost getting to the point now where they kind of are solidifying a playoff spot. I still feel like for them to get in, they'll probably be a wild card team. I just think that they're built for the regular season. Their future is bright, but I think they're going to get pressed here. And probably when you get down to game 25 and under, it's going to be a challenge for them. I'm not sure if they have that next gear, that next level. But up to this point, they've answered that. So if they've got another gear, this could be a fun team to watch come playoff time. But I just don't know if I've seen enough yet to think that they're a team that can really make some moves in the playoffs.
Joined by Mike Rupp, talking all things NHL. Rupper, between Colorado and St. Louis, which one do you think poses a bigger threat to the players or the teams in their wild card positions in the West?
Colorado, I'm concerned about them with the Gabe Landeskog thing. We're not getting any more clarity on him. It seems like every time that there's some sort of update, it's not close. And there's some other injuries that still are out there and lingering. So I don't know. I don't know where this goes. I don't know if Landeskog, if you're able to get Gabe Landeskog back, if this team's healthy, which we don't know if they're going to be, and we've said this about other teams, they're dangerous. Like, they are just as dangerous as anybody in the Western Conference. If they're unable to get healthy, if Gabe Landeskog does not play for the rest of the regular season or a good portion, they've created some space where I think that they're going to be a big player to go out and try to get a 2C, a second-line center, where they'll probably kick the tires on a lot of the players that we've talked about. They're out there. Ryan O'Reilly, I know that name's been out there. Whether it's Bo Horvat, I mean, you can kind of go on, I don't know, maybe Jonathan Toews to some level. I don't know. But I think this is a team that is, a lot of it is contingent on their captain, Gabe Landeskog, and his health and the other guys. But, yeah, if they can be healthy or at least assess that they need to make moves, they're just as dangerous, I think, as anybody in the Western Conference.
What do you make of the Oilers, Rupper?
I love Kane being back. I think, what do you have last night? Like seven shots on goal or attempts or whatever it was.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah, seven shots on goal.
I think he changes a lot. I think that line, you know, I don't know what it'll be moving forward with Kaner back, but if it's that Nugent Hopkins, Janmark, and Kostin line, I love that line. And that gives them something I don't think this team has had in quite some time as far as maybe some of those. I mentioned on here, I think you need to have some game managers. That kind of gives them a little bit of that wrinkle. So, Evander Kane, for whatever reason, when you put his name on a piece of paper with this lineup and kind of move some pieces around, I think you're working with a pretty good group. So, I still think they're a move or two away on the back end, but this is a team that pretty much every year strong in the second half. So I expect that to continue to happen, and I think they're fine. I think they get in the playoffs, and that's the thing. With the star power they have and the pieces they have, I mean, they certainly can go on a run. So I think it's about that team, maybe a couple little tweaks, but they should be all right, in my opinion.
Always good catching up with you, Rupper. You're on the national broadcast tonight? What are you doing? Are you working tonight?
Yeah, no, I just got done NHL Network now. I got my That's Hockey Talk podcast. We do live on Wednesdays at 8 o'clock on YouTube, and we kind of do a little watch-along and BS a little bit, so we'll be doing that tonight. So I'll be watching kind of along with everybody else. So everybody enjoy the games tonight.
Awesome, Rupper. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys. Take care.